Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, at Choral Evensong on the fifth Sunday in Lent, March 17th, 2024, entitled Before Abraham Was. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or TuneIn Radio podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Before Abraham was, I am. For those of Jewish faith in Jesus' day, there was not one greater than Abraham. With the exception of Moses, no figure of old is mentioned more in the New Testament than Abraham. James refers to Abraham as God's friend. The Apostle Paul mentions him multiple times. In one place, quoting the book of Genesis, stating clearly that Abraham is reckoned as righteous by faith in response to the promise of God. Abraham, formerly Abram, Paul says, was among the first to be justified by faith. Abram means exalted father. Abraham means father of multitudes, and that revealed God's promise. Believers in all generations are called the children of Abraham. Figures from censuses leading up to 2010 indicate that 56% of the world's population at that time claimed to be of one of the Abrahamic faiths. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Abraham's importance and impact in redemptive history are clearly visible in Scripture. So it goes without saying that Jesus struck a nerve that day when he made what was considered an outrageous claim. Very truly, I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. And simple logic dictates that Father Abraham had, in fact, seen death. Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. So just who did Jesus claim to be? Well, I suppose hindsight is 20/20, or at least far better than any forward-looking individual might be able to claim. Both the author of the Gospel of John and we ourselves have the advantage of hindsight. Christian believers began to settle in with who Jesus claims to be in the decades following his death and resurrection. But many still ask, who do you claim to be? Excluding the rest of the world's population throughout time, past, present, and future, for a moment, we can be certain that the Jews with whom Jesus talked that day were significantly annoyed.
Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The phrase, I think, that should at least catch our eye in this part of the fourth gospel is Jesus saying, "Before Abraham was, I am." Now, this is more than just poetic license, playing a word game with verb tenses. This one short statement should speak volumes. Before Abraham was, I am. Jesus, a Jew, in no way denies Abraham as a figure who towers in antiquity for those of Jewish faith. He was, however, claiming about himself something they hardly expected. Jesus is I am. And that's loaded language. In Exodus, God calls to Moses from the burning bush, you'll remember. And as Moses approaches, God tells him to take off his sandals first. The ground on which he stands is holy ground. God identifies himself as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. With little indication that Moses questioned that this was, in fact, God, he asks, "When I say to the Israelites that God, the God of our ancestors, has sent me to you, who do I say sent me?" And God said, "Say this, I am, has sent me to you." And the author of the Gospel of John began his writing by setting the grounding upon which its readers were to interpret the verses and chapters to follow. "In the beginning was the Word," he said, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The second person of the Trinity existed at creation. He was with Moses at the burning bush. He walked by the Galilean Sea, was lifted high on a cross, and now lives forever seated at the right hand of God the Father. And so, Jesus is God. I am is timeless. Before Abraham was, I am, he said. And John goes on to make a point to give account of Jesus saying, "I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the gate. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am resurrection." Before Abraham was, I am.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.